Chair, we wanted to safeguard you and help you. You see, everyone is here. What you want to do? You've got a management commission. And then, what if I just want to arrive inside the commission and you don't have knowledge of them? You might just become a little bit. For sometimes, there's media here and the IT amount of correspondence is in front of us and you see people. So maybe can we continue with communicating that members submit your office and after you submit your prosecution and get more information and then we can bring an item here before you become public knowledge without making it for
but that is taken, but can we still put the item correspondence on
the
I think that is the principle approach for everybody. Honorable Minister.
Thank you, Chief. I have no objection to writing to you to request an item be added to the agenda. Makes perfect sense to me. This, of course, came up a bit late in the week, but I'd be happy to do that in the future. There's no problem. Chair, this is the second time I've heard reference to a management committee. Could you explain who serves on this management committee and when it meets? Because as far as I'm aware, there's no provisions in the rules of the National Assembly for a management committee. And I certainly have no knowledge of a management committee and don't serve on that management committee and have never been invited to serve on that management committee. I wonder if you could just tell us who serves on this and when it meets.
Honorable Kosana.
Kosana, before you deal with the issue of management committee, I should think now we reach consensus that the items must be sent properly to your office in order to be procedurally processed. But for now, I should think you will note that item, you will put it in the next agenda for the other meeting that will be sitting here. Then you can deal with that management. It's not what I suppose.
No, that will make that is logical. Can we deal with that matter in our next meeting of the management? How we constitute it and how we constitute it. Thank you very much. Can we go to the second item? The program. Can we go to the program, Honorable Wayne?
No, I thought that many of the questions are going to be clarified on the management contract.
Wait, that's what we are saying, we'll deal with it in the next meeting. This program. Anything on the program, I take it the program has been circulated to all members. Honorable Mayor.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you. I have looked over the program. What concerns me is, I think it was about the 11th of September, I sent you, in response to your earlier request, a copy of the document setting out an alternative or proposals for amendments to the program. That is this document, which I also asked to table before this committee. I've got two concerns. The first is if the document does not appear to have been tabled before the committee, and I'm now formally tabling the document before the committee. The second is it doesn't appear that any of my proposals for amendments were considered or adopted. PMG, here's your copy.
Maybe we may not be having an approach about the amendments. When a draft program is drawn, we send it to all of you. And then when we send it to all of you, we want you to make an input on the problem. It means there is a, it seems like there is a missing link as to at what stage do you make those amendments. You will come and discuss the amendments here after they've been submitted. I think there was a missing, there is sort of a missing link there. How do you process those amendments? You see, because when you do amendments, obviously, will not just factor them there. They must just come here. Can maybe we maybe take that approach? I don't know what tabling means. I'm just talking about the process as I understand it. Honorable Scotland.
Chairperson, it's in order, but you must bring that amendment here as chair. The amendment must send to your office, then you come with the amendment here and table it before us.
Correct.
Can deal with it, I should think it's fine. Okay. But for now, we're not going to, in fact, we're not going to allow anything which is not in the agenda. This is an agenda before us, and we've accepted that to move with this agenda. Any item we said it will come there in the next meeting.
No, no, it's not a new item on the agenda. It's about the program and amendments to the program. That is what was the gap that we should close. How do we deal with those amendments? Do you will give Honorable Mayor to suggest his amendments, which I think maybe should be a fair thing, and then either we take the amendments or we don't accept amendments.
Yeah, thanks, Chair. I think that the amendments were sent to your office. And amendments are amendments of a document that is already living in the existing document. So when you send amendments, it's not given, Chair, that those generally be incorporated into the main document. It's just amendments for consideration of those who are incorporating. But you'll take note that it may be difficult to... Because you'll recall, there was a strategic planning workshop in which that strategic planning workshop Honorable Menier did not form part. And this living document is informed by that particular strategy. Planning workshop which took place. So I think discussing the amendments generally here may be much plain or all efforts by zero. Because there is a written document, whoever drafted the document must look at amendments and incorporate when it's informed by the strategic planning workshop resolution.
Honorable
Sir, you see, in any other meeting, the chairperson put in front of us an agenda and cooperate in that agenda. That's why we encourage your office to be used as the meeting point. So that whatever you bring, we don't get. Now you have put an agenda, you finalize the agenda, there's a new issue coming up. I take another time on that issue. And we've been encouraging for years that whoever puts that issue, must go to office, you process that in your office. And through you, we get the agenda of the committee too. We're not adding anything, we're not saying anything is wrong or right, because that process starts with you. Maybe what we should encourage is that they should then engage on that. With what many of us raise with you, then you'll see, and you see what we can do. And that is the difference. As a forum to finalize the program itself. Because you clearly said that they are submitted to you and you are not denying. So, but there is an amendment that is in place before you put it in front of us and you start fighting over. For example, both issues to raise and deal with. But this is going to get us to focus.
No, no, honorable members, I think we need to read from the same page. There is no new item on the agenda. We need to agree here as to how do we deal with amendments. I said to you when I started it, when we draw a draft program, we only send to you, all of you, for amendments. But what is missing is that how then do we deal with those amendments after the amendments have been submitted? I think we must take a principled decision on that matter first, and then we can go on. Honorable Mayor?
Chair, just a couple of two points of clarification. I mean, the question was raised, what do we understand by tabling? It's a technical term. My understanding is that a document submitted to you would formally be distributed or tabled before the committee for the committee's consideration and decision. So that's the first point. I do think that you raise a valid point, what procedure should be followed. My suggestion and to the committee would be as follows. A draft program is prepared. It is then distributed to committee members for recommendations for amendments. Committee members should be free to write to you as a chairperson and make proposals, and you are entitled, should in my view be entitled to amend the program. But at some point the program together with the proposed amendments should be tabled before the committee for a decision by the committee. As simple as that.
Honorable Bongo, Honorable Skosana, Honorable Boy, in that order.
Yeah, okay. I don't know whether
I should
speak to the African.
You are free to do that.
That is just completely inappropriate. Why would the Honorable Member think that I would understand Afrikaans?
He's not talking about you.
He's
talking about one of the South African languages.
for us
to understand Africans better.
Well, I'm not sure that
they Africans. And an Africans graduate.
Okay. Mr. Chair, the document, the draft program and the, is not just a document that is just draft. It is informed by what we call the strategic planning workshop, in which workshop Honorable Ministers did not attend. Now, informed by those resolutions, then include the program. And that document, what I said, is a living document. So if you want to do any amendments, we must avoid a situation where we are presented here with another program, two programs, where one program, if any member wants to make input, we must use the document, the draft program, improve on the document that is already there, which is a draft. But we can't come to this meeting and be presented with amendments that we can discuss separately from the document that is already in front of us. So what I'm suggesting is that this contribution must be done at a level where Honorable Nyam is saying that the document comes to your office. Your office then integrates anything that is necessary according to the resolutions of the strategic plan. Then it comes to us. But we can't have a different discussion on this specific matter because it has a propensity of defocusing us.
Refocus.
No, it's fine. You come with another dimension that we think we should also adopt as a policy in terms of amendment. Amendment would not mean an alternative program. Can we agree on that?
Yes.
We should amend what is in the program. Thank you very much. Honorable Skosan.
Chairperson, I'm aligning myself to what you're saying. An amendment should be an issue that arises from the document that we have, which is a stress plan. Now, a stress plan is before us. In fact, it's before all of us here. Anything that is discussed in a meeting here, we're discussing issues that arise from that document. Now, here is a presentation. It's a document, in fact, a discussion document, this one, according to my understanding. It's not an amendment. If it's an amendment, it should be an issue or two issues. But this one is a discussion document. And of which is it from the document that we have, the stress plan or not? Yes, the topic, your topic is correct. But when you look to the document itself, the discussion document, that needs an engagement. But what I want to propose here, let's align ourselves with the stress plan. Anything that arises from the stress plan, if it's omitted during our program for this year, then it can be amended to the program that we want to adopt now. That's what I want to say, sir. Thanks.
Honorable employees, Honorable Isao, you follow?
You see, Honorable Chairperson, you want to follow, it is important to remain honest. You see, for me, fundamentally, Honorable Minister, we will always stick to what our mandate is. Because we are always hesitant to reach out. We still have core government in arrangements. It's what is called administrative justice. It's fair. We don't want the core government. We only have got one center. There's a chair. Everything goes there. When we start bringing issues to the committee, we are changing the nature of what our agenda. And you want us to be subjected to party-driven approaches. We want to avoid that. Because we don't want to discuss the DA's views here. We want to discuss the committee's view. And for us, and for the humbleness of our approach, is to how do we make sure that the committee works. And we keep on saying to Honorable Lenin, go to the chair's office, make submissions, and through him, the Ordinary President of Parliament, we'll definitely bring those issues to our attention. But if you want to be in no-go area, you are asking the ANC to respond. And it is definitely so. We do have views as our commissioner on this matter. But we don't want to derail what is in front of us. That's why members are saying, go back to what we have agreed upon, the stress plan, and let them come consult with you. They can't be co-governing, there's no co-chairing. There's nothing called. There's only one chairperson and there's only one office. And we want that office to be respected and that to be worked. And that's why it would be very difficult for us to open the doors for this particular consortium without an engagement with the chairperson. So that if there's amendment, the chairperson will make us aware that. Given that they've stipulated any agenda or a program, there are certain amendments that I want to recommend that I've contacted. And we present them here. It can be that the ANC would go to someone that we call, bring up new issues, and come in and come tell me we've got new issues to raise. Then the committee determines into party position. And we don't want to be at that level. We have been very clear where we are seated. We respect the defense. We want neutrality. But we can't be those into wanting to be just be seen recognized as more than the other. We have position on the ANC here. And a team to do. But we respect what you have told us. This is a common position of the defense committee. And we want to give respect to that.
Thank you. I don't think there's any dispute or difference between the views of the members. Because I believe it's a matter of process, and the process is followed. Even parties can make decisions in these processes because the majority of every single committee in Parliament is a majority of the ruling party. So any point of difference can be determined by a vote, and that will determine the outcome of the decision on any matter. I think the matter that needs to be raised here is that we've been discussing Honourable Chair for a few years, those members that have been part of the committee, on a number of serious issues within defense, within the affairs of military veterans, that we feel it's very important to actually pursue. And I think the request was from the Honorable Chair, sending out a draft, asking for comment. Now, the comments can be determined in terms of the strategic discussions and resolutions that were taken. And that is the committee's decision, how they want to position every issue and when they want to discuss it. That is the committee's decision. It, of course, is not the chair's decision to make, to decide for the committee. It is chair to preside over matters, to make a ruling in the instance where you have serious difference and where you have to resolve a matter, and even to exercise his vote or casting votes on the matter. The rules determine all of those issues. I think we should just look at the merit of the issue, and I think we've got a concern about certain issues within the program which has not been accommodated at this stage, which we feel should be included. And I think if that can be considered, the committee can just motivate why and why not it should be considered or not considered, and then there's a ruling on the matter. That would make it very simple to process. Thank you very much.
Honorable Kamele. No, Honorable Chair, I think we need to move on this issue. In view of the fact, firstly, the proposals from Honorable Mayor were submitted, if I read them correctly, for inclusion in this first term, which we are almost 2/3 away from it. Let us agree that when we draw the next group, another term, we'll consider all inputs from all members so that we put them in, because we do have a draft program until the end of the term.
Honorable Bonny.
Chair, you see, it's not just a mere concern. What we are saying, Honorable Minister, the ATU is what we have been choosing while using our majority in every process.
Well,
and we are saying we want to plead with you. We want to work with you. We need you to be participating at any value of the committee. We have got very good respect for that. And the chairperson is always sensitive to it. That's why we say it's important for the chairperson and your members to have an engagement when we have proposals and work with you. And through that process, we'll be quite comfortable to listen to your point of view. And for him, we will then be able to consolidate a program that we reach an understanding. And for him, if you think you have not been able to get an understanding on the issues, you appeal to him to do a presentation to the committee. And for him, we will be able to listen to your views. But what we should always be cautious about, and what I always as a leader am cautious about, how we respect each other as members. How do we give respect to authority that we have provided this issue? If we don't have that, we'll definitely be like dealing in relationships, which is unnecessary. But we have got a long working relationship, most of us, around this table. So let's encourage, even here, and even what our week is saying, let him give you an opportunity to do it with an engagement between the chair and yourself. And see if you can accommodate within what Boa has said fundamentally, that there was a scrap plan also, and the thing we have been worked on. And see if there can be a common approach from there. And if there's anything, let us then entertain it at that level, at the community, after they have been consultation and even with each other. Let's not dismiss them. We are very confident we are adding value to the community. But give us also an opportunity to reflect on the issues that they are raising. In a more brotherly team or a collective, we would also want to say that are they going to add value or are they going to create a problem? But with us, let's respect the authority of the chairperson, let there be engagement with the chairperson, and then from there on, it can come in front of us. If he feels with this team that is working with the dark level, that he's not happy, we'll make us aware. But at this moment, let's persuade you to engage with the chairperson.
Thank you, Honorable Bowie, Honorable Mania.
Chair, I'm not sure that I Boyer's point, but I'm going to try to correct me if I'm incorrect. I was requested to put in proposals for amendments. I put in proposals for amendments in good faith, which I think would add value to our committee's process. If I understand the Honourable Boyer correctly, I think the best way forward is not to adopt the committee's program today, but for the committee chairperson to consider our amendments and to consult with us, and to then table an amended program for a committee decision. Is that my understanding?
Okay, let me assist you. Honourable members, when you submit amendments, the chairperson is supposed to do two things. It's either I write to the member about the amendments as to whether it's acceptable or not, and that is the route that I do not favor. The second one is that we need table the amendments here for members to talk to the amendments. The second thing is that we also need to agree. That is the route that I would prefer. I mean, the latter. Now, the other thing is that we also need to be clear as to what are amendments. Amendments are not an alternative program. When I put here on the program on page 2, Honorable Mayor, we're talking about the Department of Military Veterans briefing on 2013-14 annual report and second and third quarter performance and expenditure report. We expect you to amend that. Right? We expect you to amend that. Now, in terms of what you said here, Honorable Venia, those are matters that need to be investigated, I guess. And those are the matters that we get clarity on when the department presents its quarterly reports and whatever. Those are matters of clarity. Look, you may when we expect that when the department maybe presents its quarterly report, that should include the investigation the investigation military ombudsman on allegation of abuse of the South African army. That is what we expect from the quarterly report. And that is what you should ask. If the quarterly report does not include that, because it's part of it, should be part of the quarterly report. We cannot call a separate meeting for a briefing on this matter. That is the approach that I think we should take going forward, Honourable Members. Honourable Bui?
No, Chair. You see, I thought you were going to vote on the final position. You see, on the agenda you have number 2, consideration and adoption of the draft post-term report. We are quite ready to move, but now we were made aware that there was a submission made to Honorable Members of Office as amendment to what they have. So are you saying to us let's adopt the report today? I mean the program? We will keep on it to hurry on that. Because now they are really going to substantial into the issues. It's quite clear that it's going to be very difficult for us to easily adopt. And we have this problem now. Because for us, it's quite clearly they are departing from what forward is saying. We've constructed structure, we've been in workshops, they are fundamentally bringing up a lot of issues. So we need some time to reflect on what many is willing to put on the front of us. Can you give us some room?
Thank you, Honorable Bui. Honorable Mayor.
with your position that these that my proposal should somehow be subsumed into quarterly reports. I have raised some of the most serious issues in the department, and I've referenced the documents that refer to those issues. It's this committee's duty, in my view, to convene hearings which deal with these specific issues. How is it possible that this committee, for example, could not hold a hearing on the state of the South African Military Health Service when we know that it is in tatters, when we know that the minister has two task team reports on this matter, and when the minister publicly said she'll come to this committee to discuss the crisis in the military health service. The difference in approach here, Chair, is between the DA that wants to do serious oversight and the ANC who are literally going through the motions. That's the fact.
Point of order, Chair.
Now, the committee needs to decide what it wants.
That is the point of order.
I'm really tired of this much.
Chair.
Honorable Maina knows that he's not correct in that approach. For us, if he wants to play that game, we'll play it also.
Let's play.
Okay. And we're trying to be very much. Yes.
Honorable Maina, can you hold your
hand? That's the game he wants to play, that if someone is speaking, he also speaks. That's a very dirty game which we won't engage in the AEC. We'll let you speak, no matter what you say, we'll let you speak. But Chair, on this issue, I move once more. This is the first time that we're dealing with, and I had made a proposal that we are two-thirds on the first term. And since it was in the strategic plan, let's move forward. If there are items that will consider in the other term.
Thank you very much. Can we take the proposal? Honorable Skotana, Honorable Mnisi.
Yes, Chair, I do second Honorable Gamete on that move. And Chair, I should think all the issues that we are trying to discuss here in relation to this document will be contained in the annual report. If not, it's where we'll engage on and ask questions. So think you're speaking to annual report. When you talk about medical operation and whatever, those things are in the annual report. Let us not predict what could not be in the annual report. But the annual report contains everything. Thanks. I second you.
Honorable
I would like to second another proposal on this proposal that we move forward. Chair, this is more than an amendment. It's a 5-page program. So I don't think it just would be simple as that to simply just push it in our program.
The suggestion is that the proposal that we adopt the program, agreed?
Just a point of order, Honorable Chair. I just want to draw the member's attention to the item. Next week we're supposed to have a briefing. That is not a briefing. We are actually interrogating the annual report that is outstanding of last year that the department failed to submit.
Where are you reading from?
Department of Revenue is briefing on 2013-14 annual report, Wednesday, 25th of February.
Look at that.
That's your point. The program that you sent to us on this.
Page three.
Next week we have to do the annual report.
Page three. What is it that you want?
The problem is the wording. It should not be a briefing. The department is not here to brief. We are here to interrogate the department on its annual report. It's an outstanding matter. All reports were completed last year except military veterans' annual report. So I just want to make it very clear that it's not they coming to brief us as we asking them all the questions about the annual report.
What is the terminology? Honorable Scott,
Chairperson, can you exercise the Chairperson's powers to guide the meeting? Because we are still coming to those issues. Must consider, we must go back to the to our agenda. Then maybe it's when we deal with that waiting. Maybe it's a waiting or what?
No. Before, you remember, we're talking about amending. We're talking about amending the program. I think Honorable Isao is doing what we expect about amending the program. You see? So before we adopted that, you remember, before proposal, you called our attention to one amendment. So we must look at that. That is the way we understand amendment. Now, we must talk to what Honorable Isao is saying now. And Honorable Isao?
Yeah, I'm asking generally we don't speak about the briefing. The briefing is when the department comes and informs us, ask a few questions, and we go home. This is the actual, the annual report was given to us at the end of October last year. It was delayed, it was supposed to begin by September, and then we received this letter. So we could not schedule it for November, December for interrogation, where we had to question and study the because it was late. So we got the annual reports with the CDs, which we had to study, and of course they said they're going to deal with the matter in February of this year, which of course is on the agenda and is confirmed by the department. So our job is to come fully prepared to then go through the chapters of that particular annual report and then to ask all the relevant questions about the issues and concerns that have happened in 2014.
That is, you worry about the terminology.
The terminology.
What terminology should be used? What terminology?
It's not briefing what.
Briefing, what will we call it?
Report to the department.
It's actually our job to it's not the department's job to brief us, it's for us to interrogate the department.
No. It's fine. My understanding is that when there is a briefing, we also interrogate the briefing. That is the natural process. Nobody is going to stop you from interrogating the briefing. I think that is the terminology that is why that's
interrogation.
Yeah.
It's bad term.
But I do it more than the briefing because there are many people
that have to briefing. Let me just briefing. As at the moment, briefing does not mean you do not interrogate the department on what they briefed us on. That is the understanding, isn't it, Honorable Member?
Yes.
Thank you very much. Can we now adopt the draft agenda? Can we also move by the second? Honorable Bongo? Honorable Boat?
I move.
Sorry, could you?
I'm seconding
Honorable Boy, seconding Honorable Bongo.
But it's not my brother.
Thank you very much. Any objection?
Chair, if you could record my objection on the grounds that our recommendations for amendments lodged with your office on the 11th of December 2014, not being contemplated, not being considered, and have not been included in the program.
Thank you. Honorable Boy.
Chair, you see, I would now
call the majority.
The personal engagement between yourself and my name. Yes, you can continue that. But here is the postponement for me. I don't rather consider matters that have been put in place. And we have clarified our mind that the portfolio committee don't know what it's talking about. So that amendment that is added is not happening. It's about him, it's not about us.
Thank you very much. Honorable
Bongo?
Yeah, I think it should be on record. Because it was not misled by Honorable Mahir, that
Honorable Minion, can you hold your horse? Horses now. Your objections are recorded. Thank you very much. The draft program has been adopted. Can we move on to that item, consideration and adoption of draft minutes? Can we go to the minutes, honorable members?
Just before we move,
we are past that one. Let's go to the minutes.
This is a different item on the program.
No, the, we are on item 3.
It's a different, before you move, my request is that I have a different item on the program.
No, it's item, we are on item 3, honorable. We have been given an opportunity to make whatever amendments on the agenda as you could. Can we move to 3 and look at the minutes?
I'll put my question in writing.
The minutes. Honorable Mayor, I'm not going to allow you to undermine my chair and undermine this meeting. If you think this committee does not serve you, maybe you should not sit in it. It's your choice.
The Constitution serve the
which constitution are you
serve the people of South
Honorable Mayor, what which constitution? Which constitution are you talking about that we don't know? Do we have another constitution except the constitution that we know? You must give up that constitution.
I'll be happy to.
Honorable Sultan.
No, Chairperson, we thought we are in the committee and we'll be discussing issues that are in our state plan as a committee and the program of the committee. But what is displayed by my here is undermining chair. And when we are not going to tolerate it, my near must not undermine us. We are honorable members deployed in this portfolio committee to deal with matters of the country. But if state what is displayed before us here, really shall request that man let Manir withdraw. You can't say the committee is a joke. What do you mean? No, what do you mean? It's to us it's a problem. You can't say you are a joke. We are not a joke. We are deployed here to deal with matters, including yourself. We are honorable members here. You can't say before everybody here that we are a joke. We are not a joke. Chair, can you rule on that one? Really, it's a problem.
Honorable Boy.
We always assume that we are honorable members and want to deal with issues in a very honorable way. You see, we do have party differences, party political differences. We differ with the DA. We don't say in the one house. You see. But one thing that we were quite clear in our mind and what we have read in the newspapers that this committee doesn't reflect quite clearly that. In essence, what Minir is saying is what he's been seeing in newspapers, that we don't work. He's the only one working. So that it means for us, Honorable Minir, you are saying to us this draft agenda here, and the way we've done our work, and the way we systematize our work through the rules, you don't understand the rules of parliament. You want to do the things your own way. The ANC would never subject itself to that type of an approach. They respect the Constitution, they respect the rules of parliament. And here, it's a person of put forward and working for him. Now you clearly say to us, yes, the newspapers are correct about you, that we don't do our work. When we present reports, we do what they are doing. That's why we call our committee so. And it's not how you want to be perceived by us. We respect you, but if you want to continue conducting yourself in the manner you're conducting yourself, it clearly says that you have got disregard for us, and we should treat you like that. And whoever you want to impress, we very clear in our mind. We are not going to get to focus. We've got work to do, we've got priorities that have been set up, we're going to focus on it. But don't undermine us. Don't attack us, we can do it. But don't get us get angry with you. They really do what is not correct in this parliament. You want to get us off of the agenda so that you can go and tell the media tomorrow that you are the only one working. You're not the only one working, we're all working in this parliament.
What's more
today? Honorable Amendment.
now be placed on record that Honorable Maina is pushing us too far in this committee. Firstly, he is the only one who wants to speak, and when he speaks, he just speaks when we are speaking. And we have tried to be calm and actually give respect as we are taught by the ANC. But there comes a time where we say enough is enough. Secondly, as Honorable Nyambe has said, we have never taken any action about what he has done, about going through, because he functions through the media, which I don't think is dangerous. We've got nothing to gain about him saying those things. He's not the only DA member that serves in this committee or in other committees. Other DA members, we engage with them. Honorable Lissau is very sharp in raising issues. It's just straightforward. But he's got an attitude, his own attitude, that when we speak, he doesn't want us to speak, and he treats us as just nothing. I don't want to analyze further what he thinks of us. Maybe we are not of the same color with him or what have you, but he doesn't give us a respect. I think now it has come, the time has come, that should Honorable Maina not respect us and keep on passing insults on us, that we are a joke, and that we are lazy, that we are so on, and whereas there are minutes of these meetings, that he only has got to have his way only. If not, it's not done his way, everything is a mess. We are not going to accept that approach.
Thank you very much, Honorable Members. Honorable Members, this committee is trying to be as democratic as possible. You remember we started this meeting at 8 minutes past 10. Now it's 2 minutes to 11. The bigger part of what we do here was about trying to give members an opportunity to engage each other. That is democracy and that is constitutional. Now, when in a democracy you engage each other, you will either reach a consensus or you vote. Now, I think that has been done. All what democracy is has been done. We are not going to allow any member to behave as if they are the custodian of a constitution. So this constitution belongs to all of us. We follow it. And honorable members, we are not talking, as we are sitting here, we are not talking to the media, we are talking to the broader public. There is no need to come here and give threats around taking each other to the media or to the net. Should not perturb us. As long as we are doing the right thing for the people of South Africa. So let's refrain from that kind of behavior, honorable media. I'm going to write to the chief of the EDA about the behavior of the member. I'll also write to the chair of CHESS about the behavior of honorable media. Can we then go to the next item, honorable media? The minutes of the 14th October, we have page 1. Is it 14 of October? Yeah, 14 of October. Page 1. Anything? Nothing? 2? Agree it? 2 on 2?
So on page 2, you'll notice that on paragraph 3.1 there is a spelling mistake, Messrs. Rwanda and Kuhn. And also on paragraph 4.12, raises a general point. In each committee hearing, the department undertakes to write to make
Are you on the 14th, Honorable Minister? Are you on the 14th of October?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Number?
Okay. Paragraph 3.1.
Yeah, Mrs. Long.
Yeah. 3.1.
And then 4.12.
2.1.
4.12, same page. You'll see there's a reference to written responses. Raises a general point. Frequently, the department undertakes to provide written responses, and those written responses are, in some cases, furnished to the committee, and I think in other cases, not. And my proposal would be, Chair, that we ask the committee secretary to scrutinize the minutes to identify those instances where the department has undertaken to provide written responses, and where they have not provided written responses, for through you, Chair, to request the department to provide those written responses. It is a general problem through the minutes.
So, but what are you saying about the minutes? You see, it's 4.1.2.
Yes, I'm saying there's an issue that arises, and that is frequently in the minister's reference to written responses. Some of those written responses have been received, some of them have not been received. My proposal is that the committee chairperson compile a table, that we determine which written responses have been received, which written responses have not been received, and that you follow up with the department.
No, that is a matter arising. We are not correcting and amending the minutes. That will be taken care of in any case. Thank you very much. Now, page. We're on page. The next page. I think, and we have a mover and a second of adoption. Honorable Kamela.
I move with the amendment as proposed, and that the minutes must be numbered, the pages.
Yeah. Thank you very much. Second, Honorable Skosana.
Yes, just a second, thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. That is, then we have the minutes of the 15th of October.
Yeah.
Anything on the minutes of the 15th of October? Any amendments? No amendments. Agreed to. Can we have a mover for the adoption in a second? Honorable Missy?
Yes, Chair, I move for the adoption of the minister for 15.
Thank you very much. Second up. Honorable Boyi? Second. Now, then we have minutes of the 22nd. The 22nd of October. Any amendments, Honorable Meunier?
Yes, Chair. I looked through the minutes, and it's possible that I'm mistaken, but I'm not sure that I am. On the 22nd, the Secretary of Defense, Dr. Sam Galubi, made specific reference to a defense acquisition project relating to a military satellite. You'll recall that he made that statement in the committee. That is not reflected in these minutes. It is a very important intervention which I would like recorded in the minutes. Thank you.
Honorable Gamede.
Chair, if my memory serves me well, there was a question that was asked in the meeting by Honorable May, but the sector responded by saying he's not going to engage on that because it's a sensitive issue. I don't know whether Honorable May wants that to appear.
That's what I want to hear.
Okay. That is the amendment. Thank you very much.
Chair. Chair, could I just make a suggestion? I think the honourable member's recollection is more or less correct. this is a very important issue, and I'd recommend that the committee secretary, in capturing what was said, properly listens to the recording so that it can be accurately captured, because there could be major implications. Thank you.
Honourable Manuel is correct, sir, but he must talk to you, not to the secretary. He must talk to you.
Honourable Manuel is disappointing your chairperson. On that note, can we have a mover for the adoption? Honorable Boy, second. Honorable Sultana, you remove from it.
Subject to the amendment.
Yeah. And then we go to the minute of 29 October. Any amendment on those minutes, honorable members? No amendment. Can we have a mover for the adoption? Honorable Bongo. Honorable Mizi. Amendment adopted. Minutes of the 5th November. Any amendment on those minutes, honorable member? Any amendment on the minutes of 5th November? Any amendment? Any amendment? No amendment. Can we have a mover? Honorable Scotana?
Yes, sir, I move.
Second, honorable candidate?
I second, sir.
The minute adopted. And we go to minutes of 11th November. Any amendment on those minutes, honorable member? No amendment. Can we then have a mover? Honorable Bongo?
I move.
Agenda? Then we have the minutes of the 12th of November. Any amendments on those minutes, honorable members? No amendment. Can we have a mover? The adoption, honorable music.
Yes, sir, I move for the adoption of the minutes.
Can we have a second? Honorable Scotana.
Yes, sir, I do second. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Minutes adopted. Now it takes us to the consideration and adoption of the draft strategic plan. The draft strategic plan has been presented to you, honorable members. Now, what you have left about it? For the mover for adoption. Can we have a mover for adoption, Honorable Gamede?
I move for adoption.
Can we have a second, Honorable Bongo?
I second.
Thank you very much, Honorable Lunia.
Chair, if you would record our objection and on the grounds that we were not part of the process of drawing up this decision.
I think we have got no problem with an objection, but it must be recorded properly.
Yes, of course.
That the DA honorable DA members from the boycotted.
I agree with the honourable member. The reason should be recorded accurately, and I'd like the reason to be recorded as follows. We did not attend the strategic workshop because of the considerable and unwarranted and wasteful expenditure involved, and did not attend the strategic workshop, and for that reason, we're not part of the process
of drafting the strategic plan.
Honourable Member, can you put your hands down? As a chair of that strategic planning session, what was on my table was an apology from the GA. What Honourable Menia is saying, that is what appears in the media, not in the strategic plan. Now the GA must put its house in order, and we will accept what was on our table when we were doing the strategic plan. Can we take it under discussion?
No, Chair, that is in order, what you are saying. Chair, we are all bound by this strategic plan, whether we're present or not present. For instance, myself, including TA, we're not part of that strategic planning, but we're bound by that document. Everybody will adhere to that document and deal with that document for the rest of this year. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Honourable.
Okay,
you had given some thought on the briefing by the department. Normally, what will happen, I just give a thought. The approach is normally that the AG will brief us on all the audit findings, the department will brief us, and then we'll have the consideration and debate of the annual report. That is how it should be structured. Briefing by department, briefing by AG, and then consideration and debate of the annual report. That is the one. Concerning the, can I comment on the flat plan?
Yes. We are on that one, you see.
No, I was just thinking about the three.
No, it's fine. It's not a bad thing.
On the flat plan, I think the flat plan, what I've read here, is that it is a very, it's just a framework that we've sketched. Essential and identifying certain things that we have discussed before in the committee. So it gives us just a framework. And of course, in light of that, Honourable Chair, one has to then of course look at the specific issues with each and every entity that we're dealing with. And I think this would also allow then the document that has been submitted by my colleague, by Honourable Mania, for consideration going forward. That there are specific issues within departments that we were all not happy about, and especially on our oversight visits, that we have clearly recorded our objection to and raised it with the minister, was forwarded to the ministry. So I think going forward, I think those specific issues can be considered for consideration and even follow up when we're dealing, because there was a request by the chair as well to do follow up visits from those that we've done before, because we don't have reports on the developments and progress that have been made in that regard. So I don't think there would be any serious deviation from our planning and what we've discussed before. In fact, we can align it within the current stress plan that exists.
Thank you, Honourable Sao, Honourable Boy.
No, Cheryl, I think there's progress here with what just happened here. But that would always come, Honourable Sao, the comment is, early engagement and early submission to the chair. When those integration and views you have are integrated, all of us. See, what it does, it preserves the parliamentary processes, it preserves the rules of parliament, because quite clearly all of us like to go to the court quite later on this day. And if things are not being done properly, procedurally, but how do you run your committee work and how do you run your committee work? So for me, what has to be done? Just to it and even where you see gaps in the question, we're supposed to monitor together and make your observations and submit so that you all can be able to deliver the constitution. If the procedure is correct, where we sit, we won't have an objection. We'll continue listening to the fight. The only objection is when it comes here. It gets us more to focus. We're not be able to preserve whatever can do. But the general thing for that is what I was going to
mention. I take it we are generally agreed to the process. That has not been on it anymore. Then let's go to the that plan has been adopted. Please go to the correspondence. The only correspondence we have here is an invitation to the committee to Armed Forces Day in Potchefstroom on the 21st of February 2015.
Thank you, Chair. I've had a brief look over the letter, and I could not agree with the Minister of Defence more that this is one of the most prestigious events in the calendar, and I personally would like to have attended Armed Forces. But unfortunately, I was only formally invited to Armed Forces Day, if I recall, yesterday or the day before. So somebody needs to explain how a letter which arrived in your office on the 9th of February, why members were only formally notified and invited 8 days later, and are now in a situation where we in fact can't attend the Armed Forces Day. I think there are two issues here, Chair. The first is planning for an event like the Armed Forces Day, probably knowing the military, would probably be taking place a year in advance. So in the first instance, if the minister intends to invite us, we need advance notice. And then the committee needs to be informed immediately. It's very embarrassing that we're not, that I'm not going to be able to be there. And I think that the committee deserves an explanation. When did you receive the letter? And why was there an up to 8 day delay between receiving the letter and members being advised and invited? Something is wrong, Chair, and we need the facts.
Honourable members, you have been given the information. The committee has got the capacity to arrange for your attendance. That is what is important to us. The event has not taken place at all. So we are informing you about, because this is the meeting that we must inform you in. And those members who can make it, please submit your names to the committee secretary. And there are members, even if you can't make it, even if we informed you a month ago, if you are committed, you are committed. So, but the event has not taken place. Thank you very much. Can you submit your names to this honourable boy?
But you should not ignore the suggestions, sir. That's right. Let's in your engagement with the presiding officer, the minister, the member of the board. Just make sure that correspondence and everything does not take place in preparation so that the fundamental problem sometimes is when we can't make it, I can't make it also. It's when we don't attend this thing. It demoralizes. And we have got a constitutional obligation to raise the morale of the assembly. You know, we can get really in trouble if any member of the assembly has said we're not giving them any of that. If just administrative element can be sorted out for us, so that tomorrow and another day, we will not get into trouble of not attending the assembly. It's a moral obligation on our side. It's a constitutional obligation that part of our responsibility is to raise the moral obligation.
Thank you, Honorable Sir.
Honorable Sir, I just want to endorse what is being said by our colleague, that we have requested previously also from the Department and the Secretary of Defense that we would like to receive a calendar of the events taking place, and also from the entities. Because we have found that we've received some such notice a day or two before the time. There's a statute taking place at the council. Are you available? And I think these things are planned way ahead of the of time, and everybody knows about it in the military, except the committee. And I think if the chair would take that initiative just to remind the ministry and also the departments and the entities that we'd like to have the events, and then we can also plan our lives accordingly. And if you can't attend, certainly other members of the committee will make arrangements to be a representing of authority.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Honorable Ganesh.
Now, Chair, I'm covered by Honorable Issa. I'm sure we will request for the calendar of events. I will attend.
Okay, thank you.
Just to mention. Bring the eyes, because all those that are speaking are not attending.
Thank you. That will do it. Are you on another point? On the same point?
I hope that the ministry are able to sort of multitask, but I hope the ministry is listening to what we are saying. I endorse everything that's been said by my colleague, but I mean, to this day, I cannot understand how this committee were not invited to the aerospace and defense show in Pretoria in 2014. The committee did not receive an invitation. I, in fact, went up by myself and they wouldn't allow me in. I was locked out.
That particular issue, I think I raised it with the minister. So that when committee members are attending events, attention should be given to these committee members. It's not like it shouldn't like be like they don't know who they are visiting, who is their host. The minister assured me that she will take care that you get all the necessary attention that you deserve. Thank you very much, Honorable
Members. Honorable Main, they had to defend the country and not allow you to.
We muted our own.
Hey, good job.